a question asked in Halakha, and based on the answer of this question, we may answer another question in Halakha. The first question we deal with today is, what is the latest time a person is able to pray Shachrit? The Gemara brings down a machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. What is the latest time you can pray Amidah Shachrit? So Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is it's until Arba Sha'ot. It's until the fourth hour of the day. While Chachamim say it is until Chatzot, that you actually have until midday. Lahalacha, we hold Lechatechila like Rabbi Yehuda, that you're supposed to pray the Amidah by the fourth hour of the day. However, Maran writes that if a person prayed after the fourth hour, between the fourth hour and the sixth hour, which is Chatzot, he gets credit for praying, but he doesn't get credit for praying in the right time. So there is an option to pray between the fourth hour and the sixth hour. The question is, when is that option viable? Lahalakha, it's clear. If a person didn't pray Shachrit by the fourth hour because he was under circumstances, he was anus, either he was sick, he wasn't feeling well, he had a bad stomach, etc., where he wasn't able to pray by the fourth hour because of circumstances beyond his control, then it's clear he's able to pray Shachrit until Chatzot. So long as it's not midday yet, he's able to pray the Amidah. The question is, if let's say he did it on purpose, let's say on purpose he said, you know what, I'm not going to pray now, I have until midday, I want to pray in the fifth hour today. And he went on and did his own errands or did his own things, and now he wants to come and pray lechatechila, even though he was mezid, is he allowed to or not? It's a controversy amongst the Hakamim. It's not clear. Hakam Avadya rules that since it's a controversy and not clear, in the case where he did it bimizid, where he waited to pray after the fourth hour, he should pray his Amidah on condition. Which means, before he prays the Amidah, he should say, if the Halakha says that I'm allowed to pray this Amidah as Amidah Shachrit, so let it count as Shachrit. However, if I'm not allowed to pray this as Amidah Shachrit, let this be considered as Nedabah. Let it be considered as a Nedabah, as a donation. So therefore we see that it depends. If a person is Shogeg or Anus, he's allowed to pray up until Chatzot Lechatechila. However, if a person is Bemezid, he should make a condition. With this question, we answer another question. What is the latest time a person is allowed to say Baruch She'amar and Yishtabach with a Beracha? Baruch She'amar ends with Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Meolad B'Tishbachot. Yishtabach ends with Melech Gadol Meolad B'Tishbachot. Berachot. What is the time lapse for those two Berachot? So the Hakamim say, Chaim David Yosef brings it in his Halakha, that it follows tefillah. That so long as you're still able to pray Amidah, you'd be able to pray Pesukei Dezimra, Baruch She'amar and Yishtabach with a Beracha. And therefore, certainly till the fourth hour, like we pray, you say it with a Beracha. And if you were Shogeg and you weren't able to pray by the fourth hour, and now you have a Heter to pray till the sixth hour, till Chatzot, you can also say Baruch She'amar and Yishtabach with a Beracha. However, if a person was mezid and he did not pray by the fourth hour, while he'd be able to pray his Amidah on condition between the fourth and the sixth hour, but Pesukei Dezimra, you cannot pray on condition. You can't say the Beracha Baruch She'amar and make a Tanai before. There's no such thing as Nedabah by Baruch She'amar or by Yishtabah. And therefore, Lahalakha, the person, if he was Bishogeg, and he did not pray by the fourth hour, he can pray Amidah until the sixth hour, and he could pray Baruch Shemar and Yishtabach with Berachot. If he was Mezid, that he didn't pray by the fourth hour, he can pray Amidah until the sixth hour on condition, but he does not say Baruch Shemar and Yishtabach with Berachot. He says it without a Berachah.